Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Almost Famous Podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's the Almost Famous OGs. And buddy, I mean, we haven't seen a lot of each other lately.
I know. I love it.
I love it too.
Yes. So fun. And, you know, we wanted to get together and recap the wedding festivities and kind of some behind the scenes. And I'm all for it. I loved it.
Me
it was
too.
So much fun. So
it
much
was
fun.
An awesome wedding. I mean, honestly, I said this to my wife, Canyon, about 100 times that weekend. But I was just like, if Lauren Zima could be any sweeter of a human being, I mean, you know, the Friday night. Well, yeah, let's talk about it. So we get to town. We get to Austin, Texas. And, you know, it was kind of one of those things that I don't know if you went through this, Trista, but I definitely did, where Canyon was like, is so-and-so coming? Is so-and-so coming? I'm like, I don't know. And she's like, what do you mean you don't know? I go, well, I don't really want to ask because if they're not invited, because I know Chris said he wasn't inviting everyone. I'm like, I don't want to be, you know, hey, you're not going to Harrison's wedding. What's wrong with you, guy?
Totally.
So I was more of the, you know, I'll see when I get there. I knew you and I would be there, of course, but, you know, I was just so, I loved the guest list, I guess is the best way to put it. You know, and we get there and we get a notification from Lauren, you know, about a week in advance, maybe a little bit longer, that she's going to have us all over to their house on Friday night, all the Bachelor peeps.
Yeah.
And so it was a really awesome reunion, wasn't it? I mean, it was just as good as it could get.
So fun. Yes. So, yes, I went into it wondering. And I got a list from someone else of all the people who were going. But I don't know if it was definitive. So I was just excited. I mean, there are a lot of people in this group that I had not met before, and I can get into that. So that was really fun. But honestly, the foundation of it all was obviously the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And that wedding, and mind you, we went into it not knowing that there was going to be a wedding. So we went into it thinking, at least I think this is what you probably thought and all of us thought, is we were just going for a party. It was just going to be a reception. There was not going to be a wedding. And we're standing there. And thankfully, Caitlin and I were standing like right toward the side. So like the stage is here and we're like over here. And we kind of just like, they announced that they're going to be there. So we were like right in the front of where they were walking down the aisle. And then when they, after they walked down the aisle, when they were saying their vows, Caitlin and I like really like got great. We were literally front row, which is crazy to me that, you know, like we got, cause I'm really short. So to be able to see through that huge mass of people was amazing. But I do have to say the foundation of it all was the wedding. Such an incredible surprise to actually get to see a wedding. And there was something about it that I think I've told people, it was just full of joy. They are so in love and truly it was like inspiring to witness. Like their vows were just so heartfelt and so like tear provoking. And it was just like, it was so beautiful. It was just a beautiful ceremony.
I agree. 1,000-fold. And where you were standing, you could see Lauren's face, right? Because I was basically across from you. Also, first row, right up front, which was, I don't even know how that happened. And I could see Chris's face. And I just got so emotional. I don't know if it's because we've known him for 20 years. I don't know if that's it. And we've never seen him like this. I mean, he's always been a great guy and he's always been funny and, you know, had that sarcastic wit about him and everything else. But to see him with someone who is equally as funny and charming and talented. Yeah. And it was, you know, like I was watching his face and I was like, he'd get choked up. Like I'm gonna get choked up talking about, I would get choked up. Yeah. My wife Canyon knew I was getting choked up. So she's turning her camera on me, you know? Aww. And I was just, it was just one of those moments where it was like, you know, you watch someone that you've known for a long time. And I mean, you know, let's be honest, gone through a lot over the last few years and I'm sure would try a lot of relationships and test a lot of relationships. And the two of them came through it even stronger and even better.
Yeah.
And, I mean, God bless them. I was so honored to be there. And I loved our little crew.
Same. I was like, really?
All right. So I'm just reading in the chat right now. Our producer just told me that Chris said on his podcast that I had the best dance moves.
Okay.
I don't know that I agree with that. And I know that my wife does not agree with that. But I would say, first of all, there was a lot of Danny Theriault style moves going on, a lot of disco type of moves, which I love. Yep. But I got to go with Ben Higgins. I got to go with Ben Higgins and the Awkward Robot as the best dance moves on the dance floor.
And not even just the Awkward Robot. Like, I think both of us were standing right there when he was in his full element. Like, I mean, and there is a video. There is a video.
I've seen it.
I can't remember who posted it, but there is a video.
I want to say that Ashley, I posted it. Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's Ashley.
Oh, it was really good. Oh, Ari also posted it. So, yeah, you can check out Ari and Ashley's, but I think Ashley's always got a front row seat to those dance moves. And she told me, she's like, you know, just wait, it's coming. He's going to start feeling that music any minute.
Oh, he did. He was feeling it. All right. What else?
What I've also really loved about this whole situation, and this happens sometimes, as we know, as everyone knows, it doesn't have to like be that you're part of a show like this to have something like this happen, but group texts start up, right? And our little group text that's going on right now is epic and it's funny. And it's like, you know, I guess I've always sort of felt like, and I mean, you and I have talked about this privately and maybe we've talked about it on the show too, but I have always felt like, you know, oh man, I'm so removed from it that no one knows who I am anyway. You know, like I know the fans know, but, and it was just really nice to have people like JoJo who I've always liked from the show come up to me like, oh my God, I finally get to meet you. Oh, you
know, yay.
It was really sweet. You know, it was really nice to meet her. It was really nice to put some names, some actual contact with faces and names that I've known that I've never met. You know, I've never met Colton. I've never met Jordan. It was really nice to meet them.
Cool. I'm just so sad I didn't get a picture with Colton. I was so, he was sitting at our table. And that's one little thing that I wish I would have taken a few more pictures. I mean, I obviously, with all the people who were there, we were, you know, we got a lot of pictures and their photographer was amazing. Yeah. But I do have to say, yes, I met a few people too that I had never met before. Number one being Wells, who like is kind of iconic to the brand and or the franchise. And I absolutely loved our conversation. Like he's
I didn't realize you'd never met him before.
No, I've never met him. Just so intellectual. Like he really does just know the franchise so well and has such good takes and opinions. Mm. And then meeting Sarah, who his wife, like, so we were at Chris's and Lauren's house for Friday night.
Yeah.
Our little like bachelor kind of pre-party, if you will. And I walk outside at one point. Caitlin and Sarah were outside. I walk outside and Sarah gets up out of her chair and she goes, and starts running towards me and she starts like voguing. So there's a video that Caitlin posted that's like of her and Sarah voguing. And I took that because it was kind of like they were repeating what Sarah had done outside. So I walk outside, Sarah is flipping out and she starts like voguing and stuff. And I'm just doing a little twirl and a dance. And I'm like, Caitlin, why didn't you record that? I wish I would have had that on video. Just that moment of us meeting, because as you know, she explained this, that her and her mom were huge fans of ours. They watched my season. I believe yours too.
Oh yeah.
And so they were big fans of yours. She's like, I spoke to my mom yesterday. She says hi. Like it was just so sweet because it's just crazy. Like I used to watch Modern Family and I was a huge fan of hers.
I know.
And then to be able to meet her through this whole Bachelor, it's just so crazy.
So, you know, I've known her for a long time. So I met her before I met Wells at the Kentucky Derby, I believe.
Oh, yes.
It might have been 2015, maybe.
Okay.
And Modern Family was still, you know, going crazy. And she was so sweet. She sat at the table next to us. She knew I'd been to a bunch of derbies. So she was, you know, we were just hanging out. And I knew she was a big Bachelor fan. And we took pictures for her mom because the story was that you were her favorite Bachelorette and I was her favorite Aww. Bachelor. And so we remained friendly over the years. And so I reached out to her or reached out to her and Wells and was like, hey, are we at the same hotel? You know, where are we staying? And figured out we were at the same hotel. So we end up there and we're having cocktails before we go to the pre-party and all that kind of stuff. And what was so great about it was she was like, oh my God, I'm just so excited to meet Trista. I can't even, Aww. And I'm like, you're going to love her. You're going to absolutely love her, you know? And so I was really excited to.
We had the best time. I mean, I loved every moment with her. She's just so full of fun energy. Yeah. Same with Wells. I do. It was funny watching the night evolve a little bit. And at the end of the night, Wells was just, he was so drunk. And he's like, I need to leave. Like he was trying to pull Sarah away. I think maybe from me and you, like at the end of the night. And,
They never ate any food.
You're so right. They never ate. Sarah said that the line was too long, but oh my gosh, that food, all the people. And okay. So I was on Reddit. I don't know how I got there, but, I went to a thread that's on Reddit right now about the wedding. And so many people are commenting about how they are like, why are all these Bachelor people wearing cowboy hats? Like there's so many cowboy hats. It's gross or whatever. I'm like, okay, people. So Lauren sends out a thing, you know, an invitation kind of, if you will, on text. And she tells us, and on their wedding website, it says cowboy cocktail. That is what we were given. Those were the instructions we were given. So that is why so many people showed up in cowboy hats. And I have to say, Ari. So Ari shows up, and Lauren went so far as to send all of us inspiration pictures. So she was like, this is cowboy cocktail, but however you want to do it. Like, you just do you, right?
Yep.
Ari took one of the pictures. I'm sure you know the story. He took one of the pictures and he said, just put me in this, to whoever like styled him, or maybe his wife went and bought it. I don't know. But he literally showed up like the inspo picture, which is amazing.
It was great. And he looked awesome too. I mean,
he looked amazing.
I was struggling.
The, like, ass pot and, and the hat. And
I didn't notice the inspo photos until too late. Oh. And so, and I was really struggling. I'm like, oh my God, guys, what am I supposed to wear? Like, do I wear like assless chaps? I don't even know. Like, what am I supposed to, like, what if I come in there? I'm like ripped from Yellowstone. I don't know. You know, so I was working through a series of, you know, outfits in my head. And let's just say that I went shopping, bought a lot of things, and ended up only wearing stuff that was already in my closet.
Yeah, totally. Which is usually what happens. I do have to say, thanks to Caitlin, I actually looked more cowboy cocktail because I just had my cowboy, you know, we're going through this move and I cannot find my cowboy hat. I can, whatever. So I had cowboy boots. I'm wearing those with just black dress, and I would have been not boring, but I was definitely elevated. So Caitlin and I shared a room this weekend or last weekend because Ryan couldn't come. And that's another thing that's out there is, why wasn't Ryan there? Oh my God, are they breaking up? Like,
I'm like, guys, Ryan has, A, he had to work. B, he was with the kids. It's like, you know, they have
he was with the kids, but he is starting this new, he started this new protocol, like antibiotic protocol for Lyme. Yes. And he was going to be going to Vegas to cheer on Max at hockey because Max had a hockey tournament that same weekend. So he was booked for that. But when he started this new protocol, he was like, I'm not going to be feeling well. I know it. So just cancel my trip and I'm going to stay home with Blakesley. And thankfully, he felt well enough to go to the CU game on Saturday night. But that is why he wasn't there. He thought that he wasn't going to be feeling well. And so he wanted to stay home. But they had a cute little moment. And I love that. Anyway, so Caitlin and I share a room because I was like, I'm going to make it a girls' weekend. Caitlin, why don't you just stay with me? And she had so much jewelry. Like, our whole desk was like all jewelry just to have options because the girls got to have options. But she went, her stylist is Lee Taylor, and they went to Boot Barn, I believe, and bought all kinds of different jewelry. And so she was like, whatever you want to borrow. So I ended up borrowing the necklace that I wore and the earrings, which I felt like we're definitely cowboy cocktail, and not something I would normally wear. But when you are told cowboy cocktail, that's what you show up in.
Well, and they did say we want you to embrace it. So we were all kind of leaning in. You know, Canyon and I went to Boot Barn actually the night before we left.
Did you?
She got a ton of jewelry there too. She loved it. You know, got a belt and some boots, and she looked really cute. She had on the kind of like
you guys
had similar outfits on color scheme wise, which I thought was pretty cool. So still elegant, yet at the same time, cowboy chic. And it was pretty cool, man. It was a good experience. I mean, I don't know. I thought everything, they didn't miss a beat. You know, like at the end of the night, the fresh baked cookie truck pulls in. Her mom did.
Right.
So what about the gift bags that she got by herself?
Oh, the freaking gift bags. I actually showed Ryan, like, there's a, I've never heard of it before, and I wish I knew that. Vibe, maybe? I think it's called a Vibe. A mug that has a speaker, like a portable speaker on the bottom.
I know. I was shocked.
And then what I really loved, which I can't believe I don't have on yet. I will be wearing it later because I have added it to my daily bracelets that I always wear. Little Words Project. So they made bracelets, or they had bracelets made for everybody. Mine says T loves R. Yeah, I think it's the tea loves R, or R loves tea. And then these really sparkly bracelets. And I think, I don't know if they were made by the people. So there's a camp that Lauren is really invested in.
It was the one that on their website, if you want, and she said in lieu of gifts, make a donation to it.
Yeah. So her dad died when she was young, and I believe it's a camp for grieving young adults or teenagers or kids. And it was related to the camp. I don't know if the camp was involved in the bracelets or chose them or something. Anyway, I love the bracelets. And then they had tons of skincare. They had, which I didn't end up using, which I should have because I was up until 2 a.m, which never happened. The under eye
puppy cream?
The under eye and the Go Hydrate and yep. the like hangover like cure stuff. Oh my
Canyon
gosh.
Canyon and I tried like, those. We tried.
Did
I,
you?
I used the under eye puffy cream. I felt like $1 million. I mean, it's crazy. I just thought, you know, I mean, I said it 1 million times. I'll say it again. And I felt this way after Kentucky Derby, spending the weekend with them too. But Lauren is such a, and Chris said it best. Chris was like, you're such a magnetic personality and you go out of your way to be kind to people. Like she doesn't meet a stranger.
She's thoughtful.
It's like, you know, she's so thoughtful. And I feel like I said it in my little speech I gave at Chris and Lauren's house, but I really meant
it. Which I missed, by the way.
Oh, you missed it? Oh,
I think so.
I didn't even know I was going to give one. Chris was like, go ahead, Bob, say a couple words. I was like, oh, okay. And I was like, I got this, you know, because I was thinking it. And so I was just really, you know, I don't know. I was just really honest about it, I guess. But I was like, I never, you know, I've always loved Chris. Like, you know, 20 years ago, you know, I meet him
more than 20 years, by the way.
More than 20 years now. Yeah. I meet him on Trista's season of The Bachelorette, of course. And then when they make me The Bachelor, I'm now with Chris again. And I can say, you know, like, I didn't think he could get better. I thought Chris Harrison was as good as it gets, you know? I mean, and then now you see him with Lauren and it's like you said, Caitlin elevated your style for that night or whatever. Well, I think Lauren elevates Chris and really takes him to this place that he's so comfortable and so in love and so feels so much support.
Yeah.
So he's just this, I mean, I don't know. I just loved it. I mean, I walked away from that wedding and I was like, man, I feel like, I don't know that I've ever been to a wedding that I felt like it was, it almost felt like they thought more about us than they thought about themselves on that day.
You know what I mean? Right. Yeah.
It's just really touching. So
it was very touching.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that, so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, Just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
I do want to address, there's a lot of stuff going around about Caitlin and Jason, and I'm not going to talk too much about it. Obviously, I shared a room with her, and you know, she's a good friend. Jason's a friend as well, and so I'm not going to talk about it. It's their business. They can share about it if they want to. But I will say that we had the best time after the wedding. Everybody had left. It was like the three of us in the parking lot with Chris and Lauren and his kids, and they are loading stuff up into the truck. And Joshua's coming up to him going, okay, Dad, can we take a load to your house? Because everyone's waiting and blah, blah, blah. We just want to get out of here, whatever. And they're literally waiting for us because we missed the shuttle back to our hotel. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're just standing out there, and I'm like, okay, well, we get back to the hotel because Jason was staying there too. And we ended up at the bar with another like group of people from a wedding that was there, that was at the actual hotel. And they had someone singing in the bar, like doing live music. And so we get there and we are dancing. I have the funniest video of Caitlin dancing around, like doing the waltz, like, of course, as she does, like totally dancing. We were dancing. And I don't know if you remember this moment at the wedding where was it called the Little Wedding Band? I think
yes,
that they're the Little Wedding Band who crushed it. They were playing Zombie, Cranberry Zombie, right? Do you remember this moment?
I remember that song.
It's so funny because on the dance floor, I think I had told Jade and Ashley, we went shopping the day of the wedding on Congress Street or Congress Road or whatever it's called. And I don't know how it came up, but I said that my superpower was remembering words to songs. So like, that's like all I remember. I don't remember anything else except words to songs. And so I'm standing on the dance floor, like next to, I think it was Kelly Travesty and Tayshia and JoJo and Jess and like a bunch of people anyway. And Jade was actually there. And I'm singing like all these songs. Tayshia's like, this is my first Trista experience and I'm loving it. It's so funny. We had never met before either, Tayshia and I. So I am just like singing like every word to every song. It was so much fun. And Zombie comes on and I like kind of lost it. I am so thankful that no one recorded this. And if they did, please do not release this footage because I was screaming my freaking head off. Screaming like, my head off, singing the songs, and then we get to the bar afterwards, the three of us, and she played, or I should say they played, Zombie again. It was played like that night. I don't know what it was about the Cranberries that
night. Was your jam.
We were jamming out to Zombie again, so we had the best time afterwards at the bar. At one point Jason ordered Papa John's to the bar.
That's funny.
So funny. And thankfully for that, I think that's probably why I didn't need that like hangover, the hangover stuff, because I had pizza at like 1:30 in the morning.
And then I ended up missing you. You ended up, I didn't realize that you came over to join us at brunch until I had already left. the next
day.
I wish I would have known you were coming. We would have stuck around, but we met up with a friend who's opening up a bunch of new properties in Austin.
Awesome.
Opening a bar or two kind of like bar environments, and then one really cool restaurant environment. And so we wanted to go see the properties before we left. Yeah. So yeah. That was the only reason we weren't still there when you guys got there.
No, we just kind of woke up really slowly and laid in bed for at least an hour, just kind of scrolling, looking at pictures from the night before. And then at one point it just hit us like a Mack truck. We were both like, we need food. I am starving. And so she reached out to people, and I knew you had said that you guys were going to go to brunch, but you were going at like 11. And I don't think we actually ended up getting out to brunch until like 1.
Yeah.
So I was like, there's no way he's still there.
I think we just, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. It was a great place. It was a great little place.
Yeah. The Pecan Square Cafe. Sarah.
Yes. Pecan Square. And actually it's really funny. I was, she had talked to Wells and she was like, Pecan Square, I think. And I was like, no, I think Bob said Pecan Squirrel Cafe. And she's like, yes, no, not a pecan.
What are the odds that there'd be a pecan square and a pecan squirrel? Right. Probably right next to each other.
No, so funny. Oh my gosh. And I do have to say also, it was kind of fun. I noticed a guy there that I was like, okay, either I've met him before or I've seen him on television. And so I asked Karen, Harrison's assistant, who he was, because I was like, I have to know. It drives me crazy if I think I know someone and I don't know. And yeah, it was, for anyone out there who watches Young and the Restless, his name is Nick, I believe, his character. So Nick from Young and the Restless was there. I can't remember his real name.
I love seeing Sage Steele. I haven't seen Sage in a long time.
Oh my gosh, and I'm so mad I didn't get to say hi to her. Yeah. I saw her talking to someone and I was like, oh my gosh, isn't that who Chris has done Miss America with or whatever? Yes, yes,
oh,
yes.
She's so awesome. And I loved that I got to see her. And yes. But you know what I was going to say, to back it up just one second about the Caitlin and Jason thing. You know, I will say this. I think it was amazing how they handled themselves. And so
yeah,
I just want to say that part about it to kind of, if anybody's looking for a narrative they want to latch onto, there's one for you. Because, you know, you, when you're engaged to someone or, you know, or married, I mean, I've been at weddings of friends with my ex-wife being there. And
yeah,
thankfully our relationship is really nice also, you know, and I thought for them to be at the same function, yep, it had to bring up a lot of emotions,
yep,
and they both handle themselves really, really well. And I think that,
really well.
I think there's a lot to be said about that. And I mean, if people want, I don't really go into any of the chat rooms because I'm probably getting murdered in all of them anyway, if they're even talking about me. So, but I would think that, you know, at the end of the day, the thing to really kind of think about is it's gotta be really tough when you've had like that kind of wound exposed and you're in this environment that you were thinking you were going to be in with that person at one point, and now they're
that it's a wedding,
because there's a wedding.
And she brought that up to me. She's like, I think it's also going to be hard because you're watching someone get married and you no longer have that in your maybe immediate future, you know?
Yeah.
So, and especially the person that you were going to be getting married to is there.
Right.
So I agree. I'm really proud of them both. I think that it wasn't about them. At the wedding, it wasn't about them at all. It was totally Chris and Lauren and just everyone collectively having fun together. So I think you're right. If you need to latch on to anything, people who are listening, latch on to the fact that it was a fantastic wedding and they both had a great time too. I know they would say the exact same thing. And
oh my gosh.
I've
talked with Jason and texted with Jason, you know, a bunch since the wedding, and he's just like, God, it was the greatest weekend. You know, I mean, we all felt that way. I mean, and like I said, Lauren, you know, hats off to Chris and Lauren for being just amazing hosts for a bunch of people coming in for, I mean, 250 people at a destination wedding, you know, for most of us anyway, it was a destination. And to feel like, you know, I mean, I really, it was kind of funny. I think, I'm trying to think who said it. It might have been Ben Higgins actually who said it to me, which was really funny. But I was like, hey, are there brunch plans on Sunday? And Ben texted me back and he goes, well, I'm sure if you want to, you can just go over to Chris's. He'll probably whip you something up. I'm like,
okay. You're so right. Hey, although they did have a brunch that day with, like, as we're standing in the parking lot of after the wedding, I was saying, so what are you guys doing tomorrow? Like, please tell me that you get to sleep in and, yeah, you know, whatever. And he's like, well, we're hosting a brunch at my house for 40 family and friends or whatever.
That's so funny. Yeah, he had to draw the line somewhere. I do love their house too, though. Isn't their house
just gorgeous?
Beautiful?
Oh, it's so pretty. The views, it's so pretty out there. Almost makes me want to move to Austin. So I got to meet Becca's girlfriend, Haley, who I adore. She is so incredibly sweet and just welcoming. I feel like even though it wasn't her wedding, I just felt like she was just welcoming to me, and just so kind. And then I got to meet Colton's husband, and that's so crazy, Colton's husband. and I just love it because I love that they are so happy. Like they could not keep their hands off of each other. So I love that he is married. They were telling the story about how they got married, and it was something about like how Roe versus Wade had been overturned or something. And so they thought, and I totally could be getting this wrong, but they thought that next thing to come was for them to ban gay marriage. Yeah. And so I think that they literally like did it super quick, like the next day or something. Wow. So the fact that they are married and very happily so, just I love that, you know, I can say that it's his husband. I'm just so happy for him. So happy. He's nice always guy. Just so classy. And yeah. I don't know, whenever I've met him, we did an event in New York together for Tubi. And he just always seems happy, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, at least in person, I don't know. He's always got a smile, a big smile on his face, and just always so sweet. So that was really fun.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops, and I mean every style for spring.
There's something for the guys too, with deals on brand name shirts.
And you can get outside this spring with savings on outdoor tableware.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. If you really love savings, head to Ross today.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
You wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices are tough it out, get sick, take some time off from work, hope the doctor can see you this month, or wait 2 hours at urgent care. Then you can sit in a room full of sick people. Or you can open your medical emergency kit, match your symptoms to the doctor's recommendation prescription.
It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat over 39 medical issues. It has strong antibiotics for infections of all types. Plus, a doctor's easy guide, so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor. No waiting at the pharmacy. It's all in here. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door, and you get 15% off at twc.health/famous.
You can use the promo code FAMOUS. That's promo code FAMOUS at twc.health/famous.
I was standing there talking to Colton and Jordan, and Tayshia comes in, and they haven't seen each other since I think his season. I know. And so Tayshia comes up to him and she like kind of, you know, turns him around and she's like, and I have to talk to you. And then she looks at me and you, and she's like, and you, because we hadn't met yet. But I like they, you know, they hug or whatever. And I was like, whoa, like I need to step away because they need to have a moment. This is kind of an iconic moment, you know, that I'm sure a lot of people would be like, what were they saying? What they
yeah,
were just
fly
like,
on the wall.
You
know,
how
yeah.
are you? It's so good to see you, kind of thing. So,
oh my
god,
that
gosh. Was fun too. Yeah,
yeah,
so fun. I mean, we could go on and on and on. But yeah, I just feel like it was such a beautiful wedding. Yeah. Such really a beautiful wedding. I'm so glad. Oh, have I met Jess before?
You I think you met her briefly at the Janner wedding. Back in the day, the JD.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yep, got it.
Because,
okay, got it.
But she adores you. And she literally was like,
love her.
She was like, I can't wait to see Trist again. She's like, I hope, she goes, I, you know, she's like, I don't really feel like we got to spend any time together the last time we saw each other. I'm like, well, that was pre-COVID. So then it was kind of funny because when Jaden Tanner came in, I was like, you know, I was just really surprised I wasn't sitting at the family table at your wedding because I had never met them when I was at their wedding.
I know, same.
And I was like, only in the Bachelor world do you have to invite me to your wedding, you know?
Right. I actually was joking with them about how I first met them. It was like in the lobby of that gorgeous hotel they had their wedding at. And I was like, hi. We're Tristan and Ryan. It's so nice to meet you. And we're really
excited to meet you here at your wedding.
Yeah. But Jade had said that we brought it up this weekend and she was like, I was just so honored to have you there and so excited to have you there. I'm like, I mean, so sweet.
Sweet.
I just adore Jade. Anyway, it was just beautiful. Honored is definitely a word that I feel like, just honored to be included, because I do feel like, it's funny because with the Golden Bachelor, airing right now, I feel like talking about things that are or issues for like older people, if you will. Yeah. And I kind of, you know, as we both feel like we're the OGs of the bunch, and we're the old gals and the old guys. And so just to be included in anything Bachelor related, like I know Chris isn't involved with the franchise anymore, but he, in our minds, he will always be involved with the franchise, even if it's not like on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
So like to be included in anything that involves our Bachelor Nation family, it just makes me happy and thankful and grateful and honored. Yeah.
It's humbling. And especially when, like, for example, in this instance, this wasn't something where he had to invite a bunch of people from the franchise.
No.
I mean,
nope.
In fact, if anything, I could have understood why he might not have, you know? And to be on that short list of people that was invited and to be able to be a part of it, it's very humbling. And especially when it's someone that, like, you know, like you and I are talking about, that we've known for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And to see all the ebbs and flows of his life. And then now all of a sudden you meet him with Lauren and it's just like this, new lease on life. And then you also, you know, to hear the kids talking about the two of them and how they've both impacted yeah. them. And I mean, gosh, when you and I were on the show together, Trista, those kids were babies.
No, no. They were not babies.
Well, actually, Josh was a baby.
So listen to me. So in my at my wedding, Gwen was pregnant with Taylor. So I was like, I met you when, you know, you were at my wedding in your mother's womb. No. I've hung out with them, you know, a few times over the years. We've stayed at their house for, you know, Ryan and Chris did a couple triathlons or races together. And then Chris has come out to Vail for some ski events. So we've hung out, but to see them as grown adults and beautiful grown adults, mind you, so well-spoken. Taylor was so cute when Josh was giving like his little speech because both of the kids gave speeches. She was so cute being like, what is he doing?
I know, she's embarrassed. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if you saw the video. So I guess before the ceremony, before they came to the venue, Taylor said a speech and sang them a song, and I think Lauren posted it on her Instagram account.
Oh my gosh.
Or her stories. She has such a beautiful voice. Anyway, it was so amazing to see them you know, in like as adults, like beautiful adults. And anyway, so it was just Such a fun wedding. I wish we could do it over and over and over and over
again. They should just keep renewing their vows every year so we can all get together.
Yes, I actually have. I feel like I've said this multiple times on the podcast. I wish that the producers would have like a big reunion and invite everybody, you know, anyone who's been ever on the show. I mean, that would feel like a stadium at this point.
Oh, yeah.
But this was kind of a little mini reunion. So thank you to Chris and Lauren for including us and just letting us get a front row seat to your beautiful love story.
Can't finish it any better than that, T. That was awesome. You're absolutely right. It was a beautiful function. So honored and to be a part of it and great to hang out with you again. I always love hanging out with you. We have so much fun together.
I just wish Ryan could have been there. He wishes he could have been everybody, but
yeah.
Yeah.
I love that guy. Well, give him a big hug for me. And
I'm excited
I get to see you again in a couple of weeks when we're doing some other fun stuff. So
I know. The fun continues.
But
for now, everybody, thanks for tuning in to AFOGs. I am Trista Nay Wren, like Bob likes to call me.
Trista Sutter Nay Wren. And I'm Bob Guinea. Thank you guys so much for joining us and for tuning in. We appreciate it. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
What keeps baby's skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to keep your baby's skin healthy and dry. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. Free and Gentle cleans better without risk of tearing. It's made from 100% plant-based cloth that grips the mess and is 5 times stronger. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.